And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by Klaus White. Good morning to you, Klaus.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Great. Have I pronounced your name right?
You have. Yes, you have.
Klaus. Yeah. Now, Klaus, you're going to talk a little bit about a journal, a book, more of a journal kind of, that you've written, The Way of the Tortoise. Tell us a little bit about this and what inspired you to write this book.
Okay, so, well, the journal itself is a format journal, but it's a structured journal. The idea originally came from a diary and the importance and the benefits of keeping a diary and how it can really help your well-being. GPs and practitioners and psychiatrists all recommend keeping a diary as a way to sort of self-express and talk about things. But this is a slightly different thing because it helps you to structure your thoughts and keep you in a positive mindset. So the reason it came up is that I had some major life changes in end of November 2018. And then I found myself a single dad with a beautiful 4-year-old old girl. And I had to have we had to sell the house, and I had to basically change everything in my life, change my career, be there for her for the school run, but still obviously have money coming in and being able to, you know, put food on the table. So then I got, I had my dark moments, my dark night of the soul, if you like. But luckily I had some very close friends around, and I started being very interested in personal development and the sort of psychology and practical tools about how to think better and how to live better and be better and have a good life and be happy and be kind. And so instead of, I had my sort of moments of, as I say, darkness and moments of self-reflection, but very quickly I with the help from my close friends and family, I kind of picked myself up and started sort of getting interested in more about the science of happiness. And so, and basically constructed a journal, or which is pretty much what we published, is a journal which I used myself, so focusing on creating positive habits, like being grateful, like using a little bit of exercise every day, and exercise, nutrition, gratefulness, contribution, so thinking of others instead of just thinking about yourself, mindfulness, meditation, all of these different aspects. I realized were sort of, if I just focused a little bit on those every day, by the end of the day, I found that I'd filled my day with positive things, as opposed to dwelling on the negative and sort of spiraling downhill. So it was really about structuring my day, but really important, and this is why I decided to call it The Way of the Tortoise, is it's about tiny incremental changes, which you can do every day, instead of, for example, your New Year's resolution, for example. So many New Year's resolutions end, I think the statistic is sort of by the end of January, most of them have been forgotten.
Yeah.
Because they're generally big decisions. They're like, right, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to lose 6 stone, I'm never going to eat sugar again. So the point of this one is the slow and steady way of the tortoise instead of the hare. So, for example, you do one thing every day. So whether it's you take a minute to sit and breathe, you write a sentence down in a journal instead of trying to write an essay. You know, you go for a walk instead of trying to go for a marathon straight away. So that's kind of the ethos of the journal.
Yeah.
And it started off, as I say, quite slowly, but I think because of COVID-19, it's really taken off, and loads of people have really been looking for something that's going to give them some positivity.
I think so. And there's a quote actually in the book where, just at the beginning of the book, says, if very little is needed to make a happy life, it is within yourself, in your way of thinking. And that's so true. Like, we should kind of take a step back and appreciate the small things in life instead of trying to cram everything in and get that bigger, like, appreciate what's in front of us and appreciate the small things. And it sounds, you know, easy enough to do. But when you're in that situation, you know, it's changing your whole way of thinking and to appreciate, as you said, the smaller things in life.
That's right. And I think it's really difficult to actually, the hardest thing is really starting. So, for example, you can read many books, you can buy a book, you can put it on the shelf. You know, you can read loads of inspirational quotes, but really applying them to your life is a really difficult thing.
Hmm.
And this is, I think, where many people become overwhelmed. And I certainly did. And then I realized if I just did one press up a day, and I was happy with that. And also, like you say, appreciating things that are really simple. If the sun is shining, you know, you've got a roof over your head. I mean, there are many people, there are always people who are in a worse off situation than you. So I think that attitude of gratitude really makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Now, the title of it, The Tortoise, The Way of the Tortoise, was that based on the story about the tortoise and the hare?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I was researching it and I created this structure for myself, and I realised, to my chagrin, that I am a tortoise. I sort of looked at my pattern in my life and I was thinking, do you know what, that's me. I take a while to get going, but I'm very persistent and determined. And I thought, okay, well, this is me. And I know people who are hares and they get stuff done and that's fantastic. And if you have that sort of energy, boundless energy, that's great. But I'm more of a slow and steady guy. And I just thought, okay, well, all of these things that I've created as positive habits fit into the ethos of the Aesop's fable, The Tortoise and the Hare. So that's why I sort of based, there's more of a philosophy that runs throughout the whole journal to keep you going, to keep you supported. So yes, I'm a tortoise.
Exactly. Now, Klaus, who, is this your first book you've written, or have you written more books before?
No, it's my first one. I've been writing my whole life, really. So I'm a real passionate songwriter. So I've written songs before. I've written a lot of poetry. I've written some children's stories. I was a qualified teacher as well. So I qualified as an English teacher many, many years ago. So I've always really had a passion for storytelling and for writing. But I've never actually, and I actually have a half-finished novel, which I'm planning one day. to apply my own tortoise attitude to just do one page at a time every day, and then eventually that will get finished. But this was something that I think it helped that I was very passionate about it, because it got me away and out of a very dark place, and so I wanted to share that. And I think that's the idea of contribution. When there are other people out there who need information or could really benefit, I think that, you know, I can handle my own situation, but actually it's more motivational for me to think, well, actually I can help others. Mm. And that's what spurred me to actually make this a real thing and to go into production. And I mean, it's a very small business. It's me and a close friend. And at the moment we're posting it from, a home office, and we're doing everything ourselves with help from a couple of friends. But it's really worthwhile, I think. And it's really worthwhile. It's a really worthwhile project, which, again, we're very surprised and pleased that it's taken off so well.
It's great.
You've got a copy of the book. You've had a little read.
I have had a little read. I haven't got through it all, but it's as I said, it's more of a journal. And for people listening in today, who feel their life is kind of probably spiraling out of control, or they haven't got a handle on their thoughts, or they just feel overwhelmed by everything, I think it's a really, really great journal and book to kind of say two in one to buy, because, you know, as I said, you write down your thoughts. So for people listening in today, Klaus, it's changing the way of thinking as well. And this kind of gives you step by step how to start off, as you said, one thing a day even. So people listen saying, like, how is this going to make a difference to my life? Just explain how.
Well,
I know you were saying bit by bit, but, you know, how would they start off this book?
Yeah. Well, the book is structured. We've got around 60 pages at the beginning of the book, which sort of explain the science of happiness and how it all works. And it's done in a very sort of supportive and friendly way. But the key for the journal, the book, is that it's practical. So there are lots of information out there. But what I've tried to do is take the recognized information from neuroscience and psychology and make it really accessible. So, for example, we talk about the importance of laughter. We talk about the importance of building positive habits like gratitude, like contribution. So if you get the book and you start reading, essentially you get some information at the beginning, and then you're able to sort of apply that information when you get to the journal pages. And every day you would spend 5 minutes in the morning. I mean, you can do it in two, you can take 10, it's up to you, but it's around about 5 minutes in the morning, just answering some very simple questions. So there's a little bit about affirmation. You can choose an affirmation and repeat that. So that's a positive phrase, which is going to help you stay motivated. There's a question about how can you help other people today. There's, for example, a question about how you can, what you could be grateful for today. There are prompts which kind of help you put in, okay, so what am I going to do for my exercise today? So you, for example, could start, you could say, I'm going to do one press-up. And so very simple, they're almost bullet points. But it's structured in a way different from a free-form notebook which just has lines. So it's very carefully structured, using all the information which you read about in the first section of the book. And it will help you stay, keep a sort of positive mental attitude. But I think more important than anything at all is that it's incremental steps. I mean, if you look, you can look at a huge oak tree, and it's hard to comprehend that everything from that oak tree came from an acorn. But it didn't grow overnight. It can take hundreds of years for that to grow. But as long as it gets the food and the water as long as it gets the sun and the water and the nutrients it needs, it will grow strong. And I think this is about every day realizing that the tiny steps that you're making, the sentence that you write, the way that you change your mindset to focus on being grateful for what you already have, is like a raindrop that's feeding the acorn. So eventually it will grow into an oak tree. So it's not about taking massive steps. It's not about taking massive action and trying to change everything in one go. It's very simple, it's very supportive. And I think if you're in a really difficult or challenging place, I think thinking the idea that you can see a long-term goal, but not focus on that goal, not say, okay, I'm going to lose 20 stone, I'm going to suddenly run a marathon. You're going, okay, well, if I do this today, I'm on a path which is going to get me where I want to go. Does that make sense?
It does, and it's little by little, as you said, little by little. That's step exactly. by step. And as I said, it's great to write down your thoughts and great to write down bit by bit, because as when you said at the beginning of this book, if you're in a place where you're not really kind of in the headspace, so I'm not going to be able to achieve this, I'm not going to be able to get to that goal. But as you said, if you write down your one press up, you start off it, and then you can go, say, in a few weeks' time, you look back at the beginning where you started and where you are now. I think it's a really great idea to be writing stuff down every day, because as I said, you can look back on how far you've come.
Yeah, that's it. And we also, we've been contacted. We've had some lovely messages from various different demographics, different ages. We had, for example, we have those women, we have sports, people who are want to improve their mindset because they're into serious sports, and so they want to stay positive mental attitude. We also have parents who've written to us who said, I bought this for my 16-year-old or 15-year-old, and it's made a huge difference, especially with the lockdown, to help them express themselves, and knowing that it's a completely private thing, no one's going to read it, so you can have your moments where you've expressed yourself, and it's completely personal to you, and there's no danger of, for example, some people might not want to talk to a counsellor or a close family friend. Everything is captured within that journal. But very importantly, it keeps you on a positive mindset, as opposed to writing loads of stuff down, spiraling into a sort of a well of despair because you're thinking about all the things that are wrong. It keeps you on that sort of upward tilt, so that you're always focusing on things that are good, things that you have in your life already, the people around you. And also the lovely thing we found as well is we have a Facebook group, and there is, it's amazing, we've really just created the space, and I've stepped away from it, so all the people who journal, who have a journal, can join the Facebook group.
And oh, then that's
they
great.
Can, they can post questions up there.
Brilliant.
And it's just beautiful seeing how people, there's a community now which is sort of growing. Many people are saying, for example, how do I start? I've got this book, it's been on my shelf for 2 weeks, and I really want to start, but I don't know how to start.
Great.
And then we have, and it's lovely to see other journalists who started the journey, who then say, well, look, so by buying the book, you've started already. Take it slow, take it steady. Eventually you'll find a moment where you want to open it up and you want to start, but whatever you do, take it slow, do it one step at a time.
And what's the Facebook page?
Well, if you just look for The Way of the Tortoise, we've got our Facebook page, and we've got a Facebook page, we've also got a Facebook group, and the Facebook page, you'll get updates about positivity and happiness and tools and practical articles, because we're going to make sure that this is a very practical book. But on the group, if you request to join the group, then that's where you have the fellow journalists, the people who are actually sort of, they're actually on the journey, and they're journaling and they're reading information and they're journaling every day. Right. And that's where it's really handy, because you've got other people who are in the same situation.
Okay, and that's, you mean, it is a journal. When would you suggest writing your thoughts in, like the morning time when you wake up, or last time before you go to bed?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we suggest that because you have a few moments and you can do that, and it's a nice time to start your morning really fresh, and at the end of the day you can reflect on what you've done in the morning. So, for example, you have a double page in the morning, and you have a double page in the evening before you go to bed. But, you know, some people find that even that too overwhelming. So what they'll do is they'll just do one in the morning, and then the next morning they'll do the evening one, so they catch up. And the point is that it's whatever works for you. And we make a point not to date the pages, because I think there's a danger in having a diary structure where you can miss, for example, a couple of days, a week, a month, and then you have this sense of feeling that it's not complete. And I think that becomes overwhelming, and then people tend to sort of put a diary away if they've missed it, because they don't feel like they've kept up with it. And it isn't like that at all. You can write in the date at the top of each page if you want to, but, you know, you can do one page a week if that works for you. Ideally, we suggest you do it every day, because it kind of sets you up in the morning, and then in the evening you can reflect. But really, it's about supporting yourself and being kind to yourself, and knowing that whatever step you take, as long as you're doing something positive, then you're going in the right direction. Right, Claus.
Okay, Claus. So, how can people get their hands on this journal?
Well, we only sell it on our website. So, if you go to www.thewayofthetortoise.com, then you'll find it there. And there's loads of information about habits, about positivity. There's blogs and articles, so you can read loads of information about the philosophy of it. Then there, obviously, we have a shop, a store within that. You click on the store, and you can put. There's a couple of things. We've got a couple of books on there. There's an ebook on there, but there's also the tortoise book. And at the moment, we've got a deal where if you want to, for example, buy one for a friend, then you can buy two. You can save a little bit of money as well.
Right.
So that's enough to sort of contribute as well.
Brilliant. So that's www.thewayofthetortoise.com. And I think I'm looking through it now. I'm going to start doing it, the diary myself, because I'm a bit of a hare. I'm always running around trying to do everything and getting really nothing done. So to take that step back little by little and appreciate the small things in life. But it was a pleasure talking to you this morning, and thanks a million for talking to us. So, and hopefully we'll talk to you in the future. Thanks a million.
That'll be great. Bye bye.
Okay, bye bye. And there you go, that was Claus White talking about The Way of the Tortoise. It's a journal to happiness. It's a book plus a journal. And as he says, it's day by day, little by little, changing your way of thinking and changing your life to benefit the small things in life and make them small things a big thing in your day, like looking out the window and seeing the flowers, seeing the colours, enjoying life and enjoying even like a walk, a simple thing as a walk. But a big thank you to him, and it's a great journal, as he said. If you want to get a copy of it, you can go on to www.thewayofthetortoise.com.